Proclamation number 0856 of 9th of April, 1939. Father Words. Audible voice. Trust and firmness of faith. You shall follow the voice of your heart, my child, and you will be wonderfully strengthened in all adversity and danger. And if you receive the admonition from above not to become lukewarm, it is not least for your own sake. Therefore, never fail to listen inwardly for every question you put to your Creator, and the answer will be offered to you brightly and clearly if you desire to receive it and do your part to receive it, i.e., listen to the voice sounding in your heart. And so hear the following: I am always close to you and know about all your worries. Why don't you entrust yourself to me without limits? I want my children to come to me with every concern, for I want them to go through life light-heartedly, and this is within their power if they entrust all suffering to me so that I will help them bear it. I want them to be one with me. I want them to come to me in sorrow and joy. I want them not to take a single step without me. I want them to consult me in all adversities of daily life. I want to be the one who reigns in them, to whom they take refuge with every concern. I want to be everything for them, friend and brother, and they shall never shy away from coming to me, no matter what oppresses them. For only when the soul keeps seeking me and can never be without me will the heart be ready to receive me, and I can take abode in it and remain with the earth's child for all eternity. So you, too, desire nothing but the final union with me, and you'll always and constantly hear my voice, and it will soon sound in you audibly and clearly proclaim my will to you. If you want to hear me, then only ever listen inwards. Surrender to firm faith and everything you want will happen. My child, if this assurance is given to you, why don't you surrender to my words with complete trust? Surely he who created the whole world will also be able to accomplish this and express himself to you intelligibly. If you trust your Savior wholeheartedly, all gates will open to you and what you desire to know will be revealed to you. My Spirit has loved you from eternity, it has embodied itself in you and strives for unification with me, because the separation from me is a painful state for it. If you now believe, firmly and without doubt, every separation will be bridged. The Spirit from God unites with me again and also achieves the same. It formulates and shapes as it does its will, because this will is the same as that expressed by the Divine Spirit. And thus firm faith must also achieve that you overcome the burden of earth with ease. It must be so strong that you can master everything through your will, for the power lies in faith alone. It is the right faith itself, the power from God, by virtue of which everything undertaken in such a state of faith must succeed. Here three lines are inserted in shorthand. We cannot read them. Equals editor. Take refuge in prayer and remain intimately united with your Savior and Redeemer, so that he may strengthen you in the Spirit. Amen.